and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shivchand
Hey
with
guys.
me. So UCL draw came and a lot of football and drama happened in this week. So let's
Yes.
park the bus. So let's start with our favorite Serie A. Last week, few good matches happened. One of them being Napoli against Inter Milan and Juventus against Atlanta. So we'll today just cover those two matches from this. Juve Atlanta, what a match! Like full that was a tight game. Everything every team put was 50-50.
And I know this is a little bit off topic, but the way, let's talk about them next, I guess. Juventus Atlanta, I think we'll finish talking about them. I think Morata scored an offside goal. Not something new, but I think Juventus are a team which, you know, are not fully attacking. You know, if they score, they try and defend a little more than they have to attack. Which is something which I didn't feel Juventus are as a team. Because when they have Cristiano Ronaldo, you have to be an attacking front.
Yes.
And Atlanta were a team who were scoring, you know, 5-6 per match last season.
They have dipped a bit.
It was never underestimated as Atlanta. That is what is the main thing here, I think. So, I was not expecting the second goal to be scored. Actually, I was expecting Juventus to actually cruise through Atlanta, but the draw, I think, will be a very bad implication on what Juventus is. One player who has actually stood out for me is Weston McKennie, the new signing. My goodness, he's literally all around the pitch, and he's doing what Paulo Dybala is supposed to do. Good Weston McKennie is playing.
American. This, I guess this is the golden generation for America is coming.
Yes, I think the same.
And that is something that the European teams need to be fed off. Like, because America is a country that will pump a lot of money if they see few.
Yes, exactly.
If they get five good players, they'll pump a lot of money so as to make more good
players.
Yes,
agreed.
That is something that needs to be taken note of. Apart from that, Juventus versus Atlanta, Cristiano Ronaldo missed a penalty.
Yes.
Yes, Our, he did miss a penalty.
Very rare to see, you know, Ronaldo missing penalties, actually. And I don't know, man, like, It's. I think the goalkeeper actually can pat his back. You know that he can actually write it if he has a resume. He can write it out down saying, you know, I saved Ronaldo's penalty, because that is how it has become right now. And when he missed the penalty, I totally didn't expect it, because it was. I thought it was a really, you know, it was not. I mean, it's Ronaldo and it's penalties. How it's not going to be any difficult. I thought, but when he missed it, I got really shocked.
Yeah, it was shocking for me also, not going to lie. But you cannot go and score every time. Penalties 50-50 both the sides. The thing with Ronaldo is his conversion rate is 99%. So when that 1% he misses, everyone feels like, oh, he missed it. This can also happen 2020. But he has missed it a few times before also. I remember in FIFA World Cup, I remember in 2018 World Cup, he missed one penalty.
Yes.
He and Messi both.
Yeah, I remember.
He's also human. Apart from that, Inter Milan defeated Roma 1-0. Lukaku penalty. And Insigne.
One thing I understand is, how are Inter Milan playing so well in the Serie A, but failed to even achieve a Europa League qualification in the Champions League?
This, we need to look at Inter Milan from, like, not this Inter Milan, from past years. Last year, if you remember, Inter Milan was with Dortmund, Barcelona, and Inter Milan were in the same group. Inter Milan got third. Before that, Barcelona, Spurs, Inter Milan. Inter Milan finished third. So, every time I've seen from Inter Milan from past 3-4 years is they come to a stage where they are playing a comparatively easier team than the other side, but still they've managed failed to win. Like this time they drew with Istanbul Beşiktaş. Sorry, Shakhtar Donetsk. Not Istanbul. Which they won. They could have won like 5-6-0 easily. I still remember they defeated that same squad in last year in Europa League semifinals. 5-0.
Yes.
So, and also, I don't think there. I think there is lack of motivation.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like I actually, you know, I thought this, like, you know, Inter Milan will be a really huge contender for the title this season, considering the fact that Pirlo, being a very new manager, will not probably help Juventus to win their title. But I never expected, you know, the other Milan to rise up so much, and without Zlatan also they're playing so well that I'm really shocked with how they're playing. But Inter Milan, when I saw the match and when Inter Milan the final whistle was blown, I was like, how are they even winning with teams like, you know, Napoli? Because Napoli is not a very easy team, it's a very difficult team to beat.
So
when they're winning, you know, easily, not easily, but when they win with Napoli, I felt, you know, what is this? Like, why is Inter Milan so inconsistent?
Maybe that has something to do with managerial. Like, I don't know. Like, the way he's managing the team. Like, they have Ivan Perisic in their squad.
Yeah.
He's not starting. Christian Eriksen, like, I've never seen him since he left Spurs, to be honest.
Yes. He played the Napoli match, though, actually.
No, he did not.
He did not. I thought I saw him though.
Like usually, I've just seen him coming at 85th minute as a substitute for 10 minutes. Like, how can a playmaker? Okay, playmaker can impact for 10 minutes, and that impact can be huge sometimes. But every game, you can't expect.
Yeah,
that
my bad.
Happen.
And I think that I'm just looking at the lineup, and Inter Milan did not even start Ashraf Hakimi.
That may be because of the tiring reasons.
Yeah, that is also there, correct.
But still, Inter Milan needs to do better. What I feel. So, from this, let's park our bus to La Liga.
Yes.
Where Barcelona defeated Levante 1-0. And that 1-0 was obviously. I don't think so. I need to tell.
I mean,
Real Madrid defeated Atletico Madrid 2-0. That was something that caught my eye.
But I felt in that particular match, Barcelona were actually starting to play a really good football, because I saw the match. And I was actually happy with how Barcelona were playing, to be honest, because that is the Barcelona we know and we have seen in the past. At least, not the second half, the first half at least. The first half, I felt that Barcelona were playing really well. I wasn't so shocked, because if this is Ronald Koeman improving Barcelona, then I think you have to be patient, and I think good things will happen if they played the way they played in the first half, because it was really crisp, really everyone was so organized. And I was really happy with how Barcelona played, and I was surprised that Ronald Koeman do these things.
The thing with Barcelona is they haven't gone down in terms of their gaming ability. Like, they still have world-class players in there.
Yes.
Team. Griezmann is world-class. Ousmane Dembele on his day can be world-class.
Yes.
Messi, I don't need to tell you. Coutinho, Ansu Fati. In middle of the pick, Frankie de Jong, Pjanic,
yes.
We have Busquets, we have PK, we have one of the best goalkeeper in the world.
Yes.
So that's not an issue. The issue is consistency. You have to win it week in, week out.
Yeah.
That does not happen.
I mean,
but yeah, I would like to praise Real Madrid here, the way they have come back.
Keeping a clean sheet against Atletico Madrid and scoring 2 past them is not a very easy feat to do.
Exactly.
And I was just
And I'm pretty sure that Atletico team like would have tried a lot. Like, okay, this was a derby, so maybe that motivation in Real Madrid could have helped. And one guy, Sergio
Yes.
Ramos, he came back and Real Madrid got
And
it
one
again.
player who has to have a special mention, I'm doing this every week, is Luka Modric. That fellow really upped his game. Really upped his game after the Ballon d'Or. And he's literally proving to be one of the best players in Real Madrid right now.
Yes, I agree with you. And I've heard Eden Hazard is again injured.
I don't know, actually, because in the initial stages, I was actually, you know, not caring about it. You know, he's a Real Madrid player now, and I just stopped caring about him. But when a player like him, with his potential, with his world-class you know, ability, is getting injured day in and day out, I'm getting really frustrated that, you know, the world cannot see who Eden Hazard is.
Yes, correct. And he has gained a weight. He has gained some weight.
Yeah, I mean, in Chelsea, he was a monster. Like, he literally solo carried our season under Sarri and bought us to third place. So that is what Hazard is capable of. Even the Premier League, that too, the Premier League, the most competitive league in the world, he literally did this to a club. So I always felt that Real Madrid will actually utilize him really well. But if he's going to become like another Bale, I'm sorry, but I'm going to hate Real Madrid.
You have to, like, he's not even, like, this that sentence had disrespect to Bale for me.
I mean, like, Bale was a monster in Tottenham. He proved himself in Premier League. But when he went to Tottenham...
Yeah, but he scored in, like, no player will score a bicycle kick in
yeah,
Champions
I agree,
League
man,
final
but,
and all.
I'm saying the amount of disrespect Bale got in Real Madrid is a little too much.
Yes. But Hazard is not giving or taking any disrespect.
That because he's not even playing matches.
Hazard will never hold a flag saying whatever Madrid, Belgium, golf, Madrid and that or like that.
That is there.
So, like, that has to, like, he has to be mentally strong, I guess, to start playing. Dortmund sacked their manager.
I mean, if you lose home 5-1, what do you expect?
They're not having best of their season. Like, they're currently in fourth place.
Yes.
But still, they're not looking like a squad. Like, that is the best young squad in the world.
And the goal, I mean, after that also, they scored, when they played Union Berlin, 16 years old.
Union Berlin.
16 years old.
Yusuf Mokoko.
Yeah.
I told you this name.
Yes.
I told you this name at the starting of
yes,
the season.
Did.
I told you watch out for this guy.
Yes, yes, you did. And he scored. What an amazing goal he actually scored. Because I think, but I never thought, you know, until Haaland was there in Dortmund, he was actually banging goals. When Haaland left, I was like, what is going to be different? He's just another player. But I never expected Dortmund to go down so badly. And when 1-5, they lost at home, I was really surprised. I was like, what? Dortmund losing in 5 goals is really surprising. And Luis Favre got the sacking, actually, because he himself knew that was coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like, I know it's not too late right now, but they should go for Pochettino. Like, Pochettino is known for bringing in young talents and, like, what he did to Tottenham.
Yeah, I agree.
Young,
because,
young.
See, if by the looks of it, if Manu doesn't pull up their socks, I feel...
Or even
Man City. Yes. Or even this. I think these two clubs.
Real Madrid also is linked, but I don't think he, like, one season at least, they will go
yeah,
for
so another. At least these two clubs in the Premier League are actually eyeing, and Pochettino being one of the most world-class managers free right now. Obviously,
yeah.
I think anyone would want him. And I think if Dortmund gets Pochettino, I feel that he can actually do wonders, because with zero budget for 2 years with Tottenham, he got Champions League qualification. He went to the finals of Champions League.
Yeah, exactly. And that this Dortmund team is so young with, like, no offense to Spurs, but we all know that Jadon Sancho at whatever his age is 20 is world class player, but when he came in, Pochettino came in, Christian Eriksen was not world class. He made him good
Yes.
player. Like during his time, Eriksen was world class, but right now he brought maximum out of Christian Eriksen. So something like that, if he brings maximum out of Jadon Sancho or Gio Reyna or let's say Mukoko, Jude
Yeah.
Bellingham, Haaland, this team is next
Actually,
level.
really good team, but I think talent has been wasted. And Jadon Sancho has gone 12 matches without scoring a single goal for Dortmund. So I think they needed a change of management. And after you said, I think Pochettino would be the perfect replacement for them.
Yeah, for me he will be perfect replacement. Otherwise, I
Yeah,
don't know.
same.
Like seriously. Apart from that, if you see, we'll talk about two match days. Like let's park the bus to Premier League. We'll talk about the two big match days. Match day 12, Everton defeated Chelsea.
Yes.
Like first of all, Manchester Derby, worst derby. I don't know what I signed up for. Also, like the match was telecasted between 11 o'clock to, I don't remember exactly, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the night in India, and I saw first half. Second half I was seeing, and I slept. And trust me, I have seen worse movies in the night, and I have never slept. I just watched them. But this thing, I just saw and slept. This was so game damn boring.
I have to, I think both of, I think Man City probably walked in say thinking they'll win, but I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer came for the draw and he got the draw.
Like Pep Guardiola, I don't know why he tried to park the bus. Okay, Pep Guardiola tried to park the bus, but his team's possession was
Yes.
54%. That was Man City's way of parking the
Yes.
bus. And Everton against Chelsea, yes, I would like to ask your comments
I
on
don't know.
this.
Like we, I'm really sad to say that, Kai Havertz has not been himself after the COVID, and he's been a little off the game. And he disappeared against Everton. He was not to be seen on the pitch, and I never expect for me to say this, but like I think I don't know, man. Like Chelsea are not should start bullying the top teams also, because we have a team which can actually do wonders. And
Yeah.
after our back line actually is so steady, we have to, believe the front line and actually do the things forward.
The problem in that is you are more type of pacey players rather than attacking. Like you
Yes,
cannot
I
hold
get it,
down.
but I
Like
feel
Timo
I
Werner
felt
has pace, Pulisic has
the Giroud
pace.
in the striker position actually is a good thing, but I didn't know why it didn't work
Yeah.
also.
Giroud will work, but if this does not work out, then I guess Giroud should be the first one to leave the
Yes,
club.
and I feel
Because
one thing
Daniel
here is that
Rand's progress is being good.
Werner should start playing there in his striking position. I understand Werner is the kind of player who can play like Mane too, but I feel Werner in striking is more lethal than Werner in wing.
Yeah, because when you go and press, Giroud won't come very fast to you, but Werner will. So defense of the other team has to
Exactly.
be
So if the centre backs
slightly
even
more
move
scared.
forward for 1 second, I think Werner will actually use that.
Yeah, and like counter attacking, like one mistake you do and he'll
Yes.
attack you. Apart from that, the Arsenal against Burnley,
Oh my God.
like
What has
I'll tell you one thing, like this last game, Man City, Manu, I slept. This game kept me awake.
like I do not know what has become of this club, because they are Arteta came to Arsenal within the first month. He beat Liverpool twice, I think. He beat Man City.
Once,
No,
once,
even
once,
I'm
once,
also
once
considering
only.
the FA Community Shield.
Oh, that was different month.
Okay, yeah, okay,
Yeah,
fine.
but yeah,
Within his
Liverpool.
tenure in the beginning, he beat Liverpool twice, Man City once, Man U once. I'm not sure Man U, but yeah, he beat a couple of teams.
So Manu has beaten.
Yeah, so I mean, Manu, he has beaten this year, this season also. But I'm just telling, when you have such a big impact and you win the FA Cup as if it's nothing coming to a club so new, I feel that I do not know where that Arsenal is. But because they got Willian, they got Gabriel Magalhaes, they got Thomas Partey, they got the players who Arteta asked for. Or I don't know if he's asked for it, but he got the players who needed it. I don't understand why Arsenal is going so bad. I think good days will be ahead if Arteta makes some drastic changes, because Xhaka and all should leave. Ozil should start playing something. Ozil cannot play until December.
One question.
Yeah.
One question. Arteta in or Arteta?
I am a Chelsea fan. So Arteta in. At least right now. I would say Mourinho out.
Okay.
But yeah, Arteta will be in.
Now for me, in terms of Arsenal's, for Arsenal's perspective, the thing with this Arteta, like Mikel Arteta, is what I feel is, like, if you give experienced manager a job to finish sixth, like right now Arsenal can aim for sixth. I don't think they'll aim to win Premier League or even top four at this point of time. Later, I don't know. If you ask Arteta to finish sixth, I don't think he'll finish sixth, because he does not have experience to, you know, win those kind of matches. Like, when it's like, when push comes to shove, like when Arsenal will, suppose Arsenal has to play Man City and they want to have a draw, do you think they'll have a draw?
Yeah, I get.
Until unless Man City does something.
Yeah, mistake. I agree.
And if, apart from Arteta, if it would have been like some, like, not boasting or something, but if it would have been Mourinho, he could have managed it wrong. Like, when he wants something, he almost gets it. I've never, like, this season, only one or two games I've seen Mourinho getting, not outclassed, I'll say, like, just very unlucky or something. But whatever he's wanting, he's getting. He wanted a draw at Chelsea. I guess Lampard also wanted that draw. Both of them got. So it's like that. Then next match week, again, Wolves defeated Chelsea. Podence.
My God. By far the best player of Wolves. Or a very... he literally ran riot around Kai Havertz. He ran riot around Chelsea's midfield. Kante was the only one who actually held. But my goodness. And the fact that they scored the second goal in our attack was the most frustrating thing, because our attack and classic Wolves counter-attack, and it was so deadly. And the couldn't do anything is so frustrating to me. But yeah, I think Wolves deserved the win more than Chelsea, because we were so bad. So,
what do you make out of Lampard's tactics? I just felt like in this game, Lampard's tactics was to bully Nelson Samuel. Like, if you remember correctly, Christian Pulisic, Mason Mount, Kai Havertz also shifted few times. Timo Werner was almost there. These people were just, and Ben Chilwell, these people were just bullying this Nelson Semedo. And these are all fast, pacey players. And Semedo, we all know what he's around, fast, pacey players. But that is it. I feel like that is, you played better than your last game.
Yes, I agree. But we were not the... Like, I want Chelsea to be lethal, if you know what I mean. Like, I want Chelsea to only look at the goals. Like, if they score one goal, they must not stop with it. They have to score for the second, third, fourth. They have to keep going. But, like, I felt the past two matches, I did not see Chelsea being the most attacking team ever. Werner, Kai Havertz are not really doing really well. But I still trust them, because they are... I will not, you know, there was no preseason also. So I will not blame them if they were playing bad. I think all they need is time. And
there were preseason 3-4
Sorry?
Matches, right? There were
three, no, we Chelsea did not play any. We played against Brighton.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. that I guess you lost in penalties.
No, we drew the match 1-0 or something.
That game where Hakim Ziyech.
Scored, yes. No, all I'm saying is, like, that is the only preseason we got. And, like, not only we, I'm talking about every team. But since the team with the most signings is Chelsea right now, I feel we were the most, affected because of the no preseason. Because look at Man City also, they have a lot of new signings. And without, I think David Silva is being missed there for sure. But I'm saying with Nathan Ake, yeah. Ruben Diaz, and without Sané too, with Ferran Torres, they also are a little, not very sure of what they are doing. Because preseason is where you test out a lot of tactics, you test out how your players work, where. And I think Chelsea, because they had no preseason, we are actually suffering right now. So I think good times hopefully are ahead.
But it's December.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is December. Like, even if you count 2 months, you won't get more than 2 months preseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Werner hasn't scored at all. Kai Havertz hasn't been a very good player at all. Okay, it's just that they have been bad for the past 2-3 matches. That's all. So they will come back surely. I just hope they come back sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. So apart from that, I would like to bring the notice to Liverpool,
yes,
against Tottenham.
Yes, I did not see this game.
What did you think about this game?
Ah, my God.
And Mourinho's,
I think, Mourinho walked in thinking that he will actually draw the match. For sure. For sure.
Yes.
Okay. When you said 60 minutes came by or 70 minutes came by and it was 1-1. So I knew this was going to be the final score for sure, because Liverpool won't score in the last moments and all, like, come back and all. I was pretty sure 1-0 is going to be the final score. But then out of nowhere, Liverpool kept attacking, and then Firmino in Anfield scored. So,
see, one thing I would like to mention here, Liverpool are very
yes,
not this game, past game also. If you see Fulham versus Liverpool, it could have been 7-2 repeat. I'm pretty damn sure. You saw like first half, Liverpool did not have any idea and they got very lucky. Like, I don't know what that defender was trying to do for Salah. Like, why he just put his hand so, like, far away from his face and to another guy's face. Like, if you remember, I don't know if you saw that or not. But that was something very lucky. And this game also, I felt like we missed 4 setters. Two times we hit the post.
And I think Kane and Son, my goodness.
4?
Like, I think, like, remember when last season when De Bruyne did 20 assists, everyone were like, oh my God, De Bruyne. Kane is, what, we've played, what, 13 matches? He's already at 11 assists or 10 assists. I'm like, bro, what?
This season, Kane has played approximately 24 games. I don't know exact number.
Okay.
He has 15 or 16 goals and 16 assists.
And my goodness, after the last season, after he got injured, I just hope that Kane, like, dips a little. Nope. Son rose, Kane rose to a very monstrous positions. And the fact that I'm very pissed about is that Mourinho's second season as manager is always his lucky season. So I feel Tottenham are getting the Premier League also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Tottenham are playing really well. So if it's Tottenham, Liverpool, the top title race, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I don't know. Like, I feel like there is something left this season. Like, than Tottenham, Liverpool. I don't just want Liverpool to run away with title. Because this is something that I don't want to see. Because like Klopp, seriously, like, after that match, I saw like that respect I had for him started turning into hate. I don't know why. Like, no offense to anyone, but yeah, seriously.
I mean,
like,
he is that kind of a manager who actually is really, really passionate in the field. And Mourinho is not a manager who will actually take any hate from the other manager. Because even when he was in Chelsea, mm-hmm. he almost went to hit Arsene Wenger. So
yeah.
When Mourinho Klopp and all happens, these kind of things are like obviously expected to happen.
Yeah, and you saw what Mourinho told, built a team, lost, and then Klopp told, no. You saw that conversation.
Yeah.
It was so funny, like, and then TA and all, they are tweeting, Man United defeated Sheffield United 3-2. Yes. We forgot to mention Man United. They have, after that 6-1 defeat against Spurs, they have, if you count the table after that, they have been a better side.
And the fact that, you know, Manu could have actually won the match 3-0 and just walked away. But
they Manu, right?
Had to concede 2 goals. And, you know, make it very close.
They are in some good form. Man United are in some serious good form.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
like they are not up,
because I'm out of words, to be honest.
Again, for Man United.
Yes.
Why?
Like, see, first of all, okay, I cannot stress this enough, but I actually have a Manu friend here. So, I think, bro, please beat PSG. Send them to Europa League. Finish top of the table and I love you, because I want Premier League teams to dominate. And when they beat PSG first leg, they beat Leipzig 5-0 in the first leg. I was like, of course, sure that, you know, Manu was finishing top of the table. And then out of nowhere, they lose this PSG. They draw with Istanbul. So I'm like, okay.
So lost to Istanbul.
Basically. So I was like, okay. They win with Leipzig. They you know, they at least finish the Champions League. Because how much ever I hate the club, I will not want Premier League clubs to go to Europa League. I will want them to lose the next round. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But then, nowhere. Mm-hmm. I clearly remember this was the same day when Messi versus Ronaldo also happened. I finished the match. And I took my phone. I was like, okay, let's see all the groups. And I saw Manchester United in third place. I was really, really pissed off at what had happened. They are too much dependent on Bruno Fernandes, actually.
No, Bruno is actually saving Ole's job. Like, I saw a meme like, every boss should have a Bruno with him. No, this is right. Like, Man United, just the problem with him is, like, Ole is inconsistency. If he just manages to, like, be more consistent with his team, I'm pretty sure, like, he can do wonders. But the thing is that only, you have to be very consistent.
Yes.
So, from this, let's just quickly, I would like to inform you guys that we'll discuss the Champions League special in a podcast, in a special podcast, Champions League. So, wait for it. So, just 2 minutes, just give me your initial reaction. One game that you look forward to Champions League, then we'll move to FIFA, the best.
One game, huh? I prayed to every god I know that one fixture shouldn't come for Chelsea.
Let me guess, yes. Atletico Madrid.
Why do we have to get Atletico Madrid, man? There's an agenda against us. Look at the past few seasons who Chelsea has faced in the Champions League round of 16. PSG, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, and now Atletico Madrid. What?
No, but if you look Atletico at this point of time, okay, they are a very good company. See, but still, like, you can win,
bro,
that game.
I have zero hopes on Chelsea winning the Atletico game, because if Atletico score first, if they score first, we are, that's all. I just have to off the TV and walk away. There's nothing we can do.
That I kind of
because
agree
they
with
beat
you.
Liverpool in Anfield 4-2 with Alvaro Morata. Now they have Luis Suarez. So I have zero hopes.
And Diego Costa is
I have
coming.
Zero hopes on Chelsea winning the match. But if you ask me, other than that, one match which I'm looking forward is PSG versus Barcelona, I guess. Because I want to see Neymar versus
I'm
Messi.
Very scared. I'm very, very, very. No, the thing is, in that game, it can be Messi versus Barcelona.
Yes,
also.
Right. So you are also. So
like,
which game are you looking for?
This
okay.
Game only, nothing else. Only this game. Like, apart from this, many games are there. Good games are there. In fact, good games are there. One of them being Chelsea against Atletico. I would like to see what Lampard does this time. Like last year, okay, you can say, okay, we played Bayern Munich, so we lost. But this time, let's see what Lampard says. So, yeah, apart from that, one more. I would like to bring our focus to FIFA the best. What did you make out of those awards?
I felt
awards?
That, you know.
First of all, let's start with goalkeeper of the year. That was.
Yes,
Banana.
I totally
Do you agree?
Totally.
Best coach, Jurgen Klopp. I totally disagree.
If that award, I mean, Hansi Flick deserved it so much, man.
Like, what else
exactly
can Hansi Flick do? Tell me one.
And
like, he won everything available.
Exactly.
In 6 months.
Like, whatever trophy was thrown at him, he just won it. With.
Yeah.
Pure domination.
And that too, not one, like...
With pure domination.
Huh? Yes. Like, for just defeating Barcelona 8-2, you can just go out and just ask FIFA the best.
Yeah,
and, the best
like, Klopp for the Premier League. I agree. But after that was just after 3 years, okay? After building your squad for 3 years. We did not know our Alphonso Davies existed before Hansi Flick. He made the players, and my goodness, what a team they were! And when Jurgen Klopp was announced, I thought it was a prank or something.
Seriously, like this is a prank only on Hansi Flick. Okay, let's move forward. Do you think Lewandowski deserves?
Bro, he was robbed of the Ballon d'Or itself because so. If there is a player who was the best player this season, it was definitely Robert Lewandowski.
Okay, then do you think this son deserves
yeah,
Puskas?
I mean, I don't think there are other obviously good ones, but the Puskas Award, I feel it was actually good only because like I am a little biased because it's a Premier League team, so I would actually gloat saying Son won it. But yes, I mean, he ran from the defense to the offense alone, beating about eight. So, I mean, that is a Puskas worthy award, I think.
Yeah, can be said like that. Yes. And
what about the team of the year?
That, do you agree with the team of the year? Why is Alisson there? Why is Trent Alexander on? Okay, TA, I agree to an extent. Yes, he was the best right back, this, that. But there are better, not better, but he was not that level.
I do not know actually why Alisson is there, but I feel okay. I mean, it's either Manuel Neuer or Alisson.
But still, Neuer should be there. Right?
I mean, they gave him the best, but he was not there, which made it more funny. I mean, Alisson was there. It was just, you know, he's there. That's all. I guess you can't stop it. Van Dijk, yes, definitely. Ramos, yes, definitely. Alphonso Davies, yes.
Alphonso Davies, yes, definitely. Okay, TA, it's debatable for me. I feel like there were some better players. Okay, but yeah. In midfield, Thiago, yes. Kimmich, yes.
Yes.
De Bruyne, yes. Do you think any player was
No, actually. Actually, I felt this was perfect. Actually, I never, like, because Bayern Munich players showed who they are in the season. So I felt the domination which they showed, we had to have two Bayern players in the midfield, and obviously Thiago Alcantara was one of their main players. So I felt that this midfield was perfect with 20 assists in the Premier League. Obviously, Kevin De Bruyne would be in the team of the season, I think.
Yes. If he was not,
Yes.
then who will be? Apart from that, the front three.
Yeah, I mean, Messi, Ronaldo was confirmed, and obviously Robert Lewandowski just came in.
I would like to ask you one question: why Neymar wasn't in?
See, the thing is, Neymar was critical for PSG, but he was not there, or he was not after, like, he carried PSG to the semifinals. Okay, I will agree that, but in the league, like League One, I don't think Neymar had that much of a contribution to PSG like he should have had, and Neymar only stepped up to the situation where Mbappe was not there. When Mbappe was there, Mbappe played. So I felt, in the FIFA ranking points also, Mane finished above Neymar, which is actually debatable and stuff like that. But, you know, everything is voting. So when you see a Liverpool player, I think obviously a Liverpool player will win rather than Neymar.
But Neymar got into Champions League final and his
team. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I guess it is what it is.
Like, you can't help it. Like, I felt a lot of Liverpool biasness in this.
I mean, just because they won the season, I don't know why they are being so much hyped, because I understand.
Okay, I agree they won the season. But when Chelsea won that last season, which won?
Yes.
Conte, I guess. Yes. So when you won with Conte, how many of your players got into the World 11, or how many of your players did Conte win the manager of the year?
Yeah, it was actually, I mean, I know that much, this much, that it will be lesser than Klopp.
Yeah, okay, I agree. Conte's team did not go to 90,
yeah, but
98. But hey, Conte's team got 95.
No,
right?
It was Conte's first season. I mean, let's talk about Conte's first season.
No.
What about that?
No, that season when the Spurs finished second.
I think we finished at not 95, but lesser. But I'm not very sure.
So, like, these things, I don't agree. But yeah, like, some biasness is always there and we can't help it every time. So, with that being said, let's move on to our last, but not the least, our prediction section. So, let's just do...
Okay, so let's start with Bundesliga. I'm going to go Bayer Leverkusen. Bayern Munich to 8 match.
Okay.
I'm going for a draw. Yes.
Draw.
What? Who will win? I mean, sorry. Who will score? What is your predicted score?
Oh my God. Okay. Let's say. Robert Lewandowski and Leroy Sané on the score sheet.
I'm actually going for a Bundesliga, right? Leverkusen in past game has done well, so I'm going for a Leverkusen victory. With a 2-1 victory.
Okay.
With Leon Bailey and let's say Skicic. I don't know, Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick, I'll just say Patrick.
Fair enough.
So, next game we should predict is in Premier League. Big game, Everton against Arsenal. If Arteta does not win this game, do you think Arteta deserves
it? I think the fans have already gone against Arteta at this point of time.
And they should, like, because Arsenal are a club which used to bully. Like, as a Spurs fan also, I'll tell you, we were never Arsenal's level.
Yes.
Level. And at this point of time, I feel like we are above them. So they either they have gone so, like, okay, we have come up,
yes,
but they have
that,
gone
that's it.
Down
that's it.
Because they used to be a giant.
I feel this match, it'll be a Arsenal victory with 2-1 and Aubameyang and Calvert-Lewin on the score sheet.
Aubameyang and Calvert-Lewin score sheet. Cool, that looks
yes
quite
yes.
I'll say optimistic. I'll go for a 2-0 Everton victory with Calvert-Lewin obviously, and let's say Richarlison on the score sheet. Actually, I want one guy, Iwobi, to score against.
My
us.
Goodness, when Theo Walcott scored last week itself, I was so. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was laughing. So with that being said, that is time to wrap up. So thank you so much, guys,
thank
for
you.
Listening. Thank you, Shiv Charan.
Bye.
Peace out and bye-bye.